Now back to Sports 56 Mornings.
Good morning.
On Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour three, our final hour this week here on Sports 56 Mornings, the Friday, May 15th, 2026 edition. Greg Gaston, Eli Savoy, and Jay Hamm. We're live and local broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studios. Family Leisure, they got the Memorial Day sale. They're getting you ready for summer. Great deals everywhere. Check them out at 2120 Witten Road, just north of I-40. You mentioned this ad, you get $200 off any pool or spa purchase at Family Leisure. Currently 67 degrees with a feel like a 71. It's going to get to 88 today. Breezy this morning, otherwise warm with intervals of clouds and sunshine tomorrow. 86 for a high, mostly sunny. Sunday, 89 for a high. Again, mostly sunny. And the week, next week, begins with a couple of nice days before rain is expected in the forecast midweek. We got Kenny Mayne coming your way at about 9:30 from formerly of ESPN. We'll find out what he's doing now, but the colorful Kenny Mayne. But right now, jump on the Sissy's Log Cabin listener lines at 901-360-8255 because it's time for 10 in a row.
Not 5, not 6, not 7, not 8, not 9, but 10 in a row.
Here's the game show that has swept the nation. It is brought to you each and every week by Gates Lumber and Napa Cafe.
That's right. Gates Lumber has been serving up folks in the Memphis, taking care of lumber needs, all kinds of different needs, for over 100 years. And, of course, with your home, well, one of the big the first looking point of your home, that would be your front door. And why not add to curb appeal and security with a custom door from Gates Lumber? They've got every type of door you can imagine. You can compare wood, steel, fiberglass options all side by side right there in the Gates showroom. They also have a great knowledgeable staff to help you pick out just the right door for your home. But custom doors, custom windows, all kinds of, obviously, lumber needs. Everything you need, you'll find it at Gates Lumber. Whether you're a homeowner doing it yourself, whether you're a contractor, developer, whatever, they could take care of you at Gates Lumber. And they have free delivery as well. Free estimates, free delivery, quality products, competitive pricing. You'll find it all at Gates Lumber. You can find them at 1253 South Bellevue Boulevard or online at gateslumber.com. The winner of 10 in a row will get a $50 gift certificate to Napa Cafe, $25 gift certificate to the Owner's Box out in Lakeland, $25 to Sunrise, and a couple of Malco movie passes.
All right, so most of you probably are thinking, Greg probably did a golf question because of the PGA Championship. You would be wrong. It is an NBA playoff question. It is a current events question. We did not have a winner of 10 in a row last Friday, and I had a tough time getting over that over the weekend. I mean, really, I was distraught. We want to give away these prizes. First of all, you need to jump on the Sissy's Log Cabin listener lines at 901-360-8255. The question is, top 10 playoff scoring leaders by average so far this year. Top 10 playoff scoring leaders by average so far this year. Anybody who's played in the playoffs this year is eligible. Doesn't matter if you've played three games or you've played eight games. Whatever the case may be. Top 10 playoff scoring leaders by their average so far this year. Yeah, there's a couple of tricky ones in here. But I think most people who know the NBA probably have a good grasp on what's going on. I think there's one that's really tricky. And we'll see how you guys fare with that one. But we need participants, 901-360-8255. Terrific prize package. That's the way to get your weekend started with 10 in a row. Again, brought to you by Gates Lumber and Napa Cafe. Top 10 playoff scoring leaders by average this year. The playoffs right now that are going on with two more games tonight on the docket with Cleveland and the Detroit Pistons battling in Cleveland. Cleveland leading 3-2, a win advances them to the Eastern Conference Championship Series. A loss would mean a Game 7 in Detroit on Sunday. In the West, San Antonio can wrap it up with a Game 6 win in Minnesota, but a Timberwolves win would mean a Game 7 on Sunday in San Antonio. And, of course, Oklahoma City awaits them. So there it is. I've set the stage. top 10 playoff scoring leaders by average so far this year.
$50 to Napa Cafe, $25 to Sunrise, $25 to Owner's Box, and a couple of Malco movie passes for the winner. Scotty Scheffler, another bogey. Bogeyed three of his first four holes. He is now down to even par for the tournament. Three shots off the lead. 360-8255, 360-8255. Sissy's Log Cabin listener line number for you to play 10 in a row. Mario will lead us off. Hello, Mario.
What's up, Mario?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
All right, top 10 playoff scoring leaders by average so far this year. Jason Tatum.
No.
LeBron James.
No.
Jalen Brunson.
Yes.
Donovan Mitchell.
Yes.
Tyrese Maxey.
No.
Anthony Edwards.
No.
James Harden.
No.
Austin Reeves.
No.
RJ Barrett.
Yes.
Dylan Brooks.
Yes.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Mario. Stepping up.
Was Mario one away from the Hall of Fame or two? I think you were two, Mario.
Mario, you are a winner.
Way to go,
Hold
Mario.
Hold on, Jay. We'll let you know how to get your prizes.
He waited on that.
Very impressive.
Sure. I'm sure he got a little help from Google, but to be able to answer that quickly, because there are some tricky ones. Ann Edwards, the average came down because didn't play the full max minutes, didn't put up the big points all the games. RJ Barrett's like, what? Do you remember? You remember Toronto even being in the playoffs? How about Dylan the Villain? So the second list, Eli, is all yours, my friend. Nothing on the line but pride. Top 10 playoff scoring leaders by average so far this year. Jalen Johnson.
No.
Scotty Barnes.
No.
Yes, Scotty Barnes, top 10. Paolo Banchero.
Yes.
Cade Cunningham.
Yes.
Joel Embiid.
Yes.
No. Jamal Murray.
No.
CJ McCollum.
Ooh, I'll say no.
Nikola Jokic.
No.
He's a yes. We think of Jokic having a bad playoff round, but he still had big numbers. He just had that one game where he was absolutely dominated. Victor Wembanyama.
No.
No. Even though he had didn't he have the 39-point game?
Well, he just had a game where he was kicked out of the game in the second quarter, scored 4 points.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. Yeah. That'll kill your average, right? That's intelligent
and the,
on both your parts.
Concussion game. How early did he leave that game? He didn't hit that. The
was that second
game.
Quarter?
It affected the average without question.
Yeah, good point. And then the final one, De'Aaron Fox.
No.
There you go. That's 10 in a row. Congratulations to Mario. Thank you to Gates Lumber and to Napa Cafe, of course, our great sponsors.
That's right. Napa Cafe, now 28 years they've been serving up great food over in East Memphis, 5101 Sanderland. That's where Napa Cafe is located. You can find them online at NapaCafe.com, where you could go check out the menu, make reservations as well, right there on the website. They're open for dinner Wednesday through Saturday, starting at 5 o'clock, and with the great food from steaks to seafood, all kinds of great dishes. Some fantastic desserts, plus their signature dessert cocktails. Whether you're celebrating with a crowd, it's an intimate evening out, whatever, Napa Cafe is a great, great place to go. The private wine cellar, if you're celebrating a special occasion, that's a great way to do it over at the private wine cellar at Napa Cafe. The entire menu also available for curbside pickup. If you want to take some of that delicious food home with you, you can do that as well from Napa Cafe. Again, 5101 Sanderland or online, NapaCafe.com.
I think it was Jason Munns first to report this, but yesterday it was a visit from top 15 national recruit Brady Pettigrew to the University of Memphis. He's in the class of 2028. So it's an unofficial visit, but he was in Memphis. And then, of course, he went on, I guess, IG and posted some of the shots of him in a Memphis Tigers jersey. So there you go, 2028 recruit that was in town for the University of Memphis. As far as this recruiting class for the 26-27 season, it seems on the surface it's complete, but maybe not. First of all, again, Coach Hardaway has one more scholarship at his disposal. He said that he was going to put that in his pocket and use it for a rainy day or not use it at all. But players are not official until the university has their signatures and then releases that information. And Fred Smith has still not signed officially. We talked about the kid from Briarcrest from several years ago with John Varlas. Forget his name already.
Jay Nash.
Jay Nash going to Connecticut. But again, not from this past year's state championship team. But Jay Nash, hell of a player, going to Connecticut. We know that Parker Pounds from the state championship team is going to Memphis. And we all assume that Fred Smith is going to Memphis. But again, until the school releases the information, everything you read, everything that's said. And we had Fred Smith on the show. Great young man. Terrific player. Hopefully it all works out and they figure out what the heck is going on there. But again, until he signed, it's not yet official. But already Penny and his team, his coaching staff, general manager Gabriel Harris, looking at players for the future. And Brady Pettigrew was in town from Memphis. So there you go. We mentioned in hour one, the NFL schedule release yesterday. Now the whole entire schedule is out there. We had bits and pieces released for weeks, to be honest with you, starting with those international games. It's quite an interesting schedule in some regards, again, with the Super Bowl champions facing the team they beat in the Super Bowl, the Seahawks facing the Patriots in week number one, and then Kenneth Walker III, Seattle, of course, last year, the Super Bowl MVP, now with the Chiefs. They're going to play. That's actually what I'm talking about, is the Chiefs meeting the Seahawks, but the Seahawks will be playing the Patriots week number one in a rematch from the Super Bowl. So you got some really interesting, intriguing matchups. Here's the thing also. Five teams did not score a primetime game. Five teams. Jay Ham, you're shaking your head. You already know this, right?
Yeah, I was reading it.
You already know. Eli, have you seen it?
I have not.
Okay. Guess the five teams that do not have a primetime game scheduled for the upcoming 2026 NFL season.
I would guess, let's think here, five teams without a primetime game.
I think you're going to do very well on this. I don't know if you're going to go 5 for 5. I'm predicting four for five.
I would say Cleveland.
Right off the bat, I think you're going to nail five straight now. I have confidence in you.
Arizona?
Yes.
Vegas?
Yes. And that's a tough one because you think, oh, Mendoza. No, well, Mendoza, I don't think he's playing right off the bat. I think it'll be Cousins.
Titans?
Yes. Three in a row. Two more to make me look really good.
Miami?
Yes. One more. I predicted 4 out of 5, though, to be honest with you, right? So that's what I said here, officially.
New Orleans?
I was right, 4 out of 5. The answer is the New York Football Jets.
I was going to say Jets, but I was thinking just because it's New York, I thought maybe they were going to get right. They would have gotten one.
That's a great point about the market they're in. That's a really good point.
Harbaugh took their market share away from them in that sense.
Yeah, there's a little more excitement around the Giants with they actually have a quarterback. Having a quarterback is a big part of playing football.
It's a big part.
Okay,
but hey, maybe Sorsby ends up as the Jets quarterback.
I just hope that they can get an interception this year for once.
So I was watching
instead of only throwing them.
Yeah, I was not watching. I follow Adam Schein on Twitter, and he put a little video out because he's a huge Giants fan. And I don't know if he's one of those He changes from Jets to Giants guys, you know, like Wolo with the White Sox and the Cubs, whoever's doing well. I mean, right now they're both doing well. So he's in his glory. Wolo, if you're listening, love you, buddy. But here's the thing. The Giants, we know that Jackson Dart's a quarterback. Scadaboo, coming back from injury. Malik Nabers, I think, coming back from injury as well. They may sign OBJ. They may sign Beckham. They did really well in the draft. And, of course, they got John Harbaugh. So Shine goes over real quick. You know, boom, boom, boom. Here's your 17 games. And he's got him 10-7. And I'm thinking to myself, are they that much improved that quickly? They got rid of their coach. They got some talent.
If they stay healthy, if they got.
Are they a 10-7 team?
They probably are with Harbaugh on the sideline and they stay healthy.
I mean, Daboll's gone. So, I mean, how many wins do you give a coach? What's a coach worth? We know John Harbaugh is a Super Bowl winning coach. Daboll's a really good mind. It just didn't work out in New York. I'm not a big fan of their GM, to be honest with you. But what's a coach worth?
I like that question. While I think about it, I'm going to have to transfer that question over to my guys at Views from the 22.
Okay, let me know what they think.
I mean, certainly a coach could be worth, but it's more that, again, you've got a quarterback now. You believe, again, if Jackson Dart is what they think he is, and he's healthy from what he showed last year, if Malik Nabers is healthy, and they played most of the entire season without Malik Nabers.
Right.
And if Scadaboo's back and healthy, you've got a running back. I mean, that's why you would think they have a chance to win that many games, because those guys, it's nice to have a good coach like Harbaugh, but it's more the fact that the players, they have better players, and if those guys are healthy.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of teams have players, but they now have Harbaugh, as you mentioned. I thought last year Dart showed signs. I don't think Dart, like, blew me away with what he can do, and he'll be much better to have Nabers to throw to on a regular basis, assuming he stays healthy. And again, Scadaboo is the kind of guy that would literally take, like, he would just, like, his head and do a headbutt into a cement wall. Who was it? Who was the guy who did it, the quarterback? Gus Frerotte? Was it Gus Frerotte who ran over and smashed his head into ended up being a brick wall?
It was either Gus Frerotte or Patrick Ramsey. I remember it being a Redskin.
Yeah, I think it was Frerotte because it was way back. Patrick Ramsey was not that long ago. I'm pretty sure. You could double check, but I thought it was Frerotte because I thought it was a while ago. But, yeah, I don't know. I think, and we'll obviously be talking over the summer so much about the NFL. But the Giants are certainly one of those teams to look at to show improvement. 10-win Giant team? Not so sure. Not so sure if that will be the case.
The good thing for the Giants is they got a last-place schedule. So that also helps.
And again, the Bears, who broke the ice and got into the playoffs last year, and Ben Johnson's first year and a breakthrough year for Caleb Williams, thank you. You get the toughest schedule. Projected.
They've got a first-place schedule.
At the PGA Championship, Alex Smalley, along with 4 others at 3 under par. Smalley is even through 4. He's the only one of the leaders that's out there on the course. Patrick Reed is 2 under. Where is Scotty?
Is that even par?
Wow. Scotty down to even par. Obviously, and I haven't seen, I know you're watching it over here on your little iPad, the conditions are much tougher. And here's the reason why. The wind continues to blow more today. The pin placements were incredible yesterday, so I'm not sure. I assume they're still tough today. The rough is pretty high for a PGA championship. It's not U.S. Open, but it's close, as Steve Sands told us yesterday.
Rough is brutal. It's so thick, man. Like some of these guys, like, it just, like, the club just stops.
Right, but usually, and what's funny is you can see the ball a lot of times, and it still stops. It gathers around the hosel, as you kind of alluded to. But in the U.S. Open, it disappears. Like, you don't see it. Here you see it, but it's still doing damage. And then the other thing is that the even though it's not baking, it's not a hot, hot day. With the sun out, I would think that it dries things up even further, and that means the greens will be even faster than they were yesterday, because on Wednesday night they had all the rain. So I thought they were a little receptive.
2/10 of an inch of rain.
No, I heard it was nearly an inch.
It was the official thing, I think it was 0.28.
Get out of here. Really?
Yeah.
What I'd read was like 0.8. I thought it was like, man, only almost a, and that's why it said yesterday on the show, I bet they were working until daylight overnight to get the conditions ready to go. But then again, they're probably doing that anyway to make sure the conditions are great.
The you know, it's funny because during the golf tournaments, they do, they show a lot Rolex. They always have the Rolex commercials.
Yeah.
They certainly got to add Garrick Higo to the Rolex commercials now, right? If anybody needs a watch, it's Garrick Higo. He's it's a perfect thing sitting there for him to get a sponsorship from some watch company.
Yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it? Doesn't have to be the big one. By the way, in that commercial, and I don't know how many different commercials they have, do you see Hushaw? The one spot, it's the FedEx St. Jude Championship, and there's the Hushaw sign. Speaking of Memphis, Sean McKeel, we talked about him earlier. He shot a 77 yesterday, 7 over par, as he gets his second round going later on in the day. We will take a break. When we come back, joining us, the former ESPN personality, Kenny Mayne, is on deck. This is Sports 56 Mornings with Greg and Eli on Real Sports Talk, Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Did you miss your favorite Sports 56 show?
No!
Check out the podcast, broken down hourly, at sports56whbq.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to like and subscribe. Never miss any Sports 56 show again with our podcasts available daily from Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Back to Sports 56 Mornings.
Good morning.
On Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy.
Welcome back, everybody. 9:28 is the time. Final 30 and change for us here this week on Sports 56 Mornings, getting you set for the sports weekend, and we are excited to bring in our next guest. You watched him for years and years at ESPN, one of the most colorful characters that they ever produced. Certainly put a smile on my face, and I'm sure all of you out there. The great Kenny Mayne joining us on the program. You can follow on Twitter at Kenny_Mayne. He joins us now on Sports 56 Mornings. Good morning, Kenny.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Man, we're doing good. Fantastic. I know you got this new line that we're going to be talking about here in just a second. But first of all, for those people who don't know what's going on, what's been going on with you? Where can they see you? And what's happening with your career?
You could have seen me yesterday in Philadelphia. My friend qualified for the PGA Championship. So we went down to Philadelphia from Hartford. He didn't do great for him. He was a little disappointed. Probably won't make the cut, but just to get there is a huge accomplishment.
Absolutely.
So he's a club pro. I don't belong there. I'm just good friends with a lot of people out near Seattle and Austin Hurt, and we were so proud of him, like, getting there. But it's tough. It's a hard course. He's missing fairways and hitting out of 5 inches of grass. And, you know, it's not easy, but pretty cool to get to that level. I mean, he's 4 strokes behind Max Homa, so whatever. 5 strokes behind Rory, like maybe a little more now. But, that was a thrill. But to answer your question, I've been doing a show about golf, actually. It's me, Cooper Manning. I always say the more handsome and intelligent of the Manning. And Kevin from The Office.
Yeah.
That's Brian Baumgartner.
Right.
Who happens to be a really good golfer. He's like a 6 or 7 or something like that.
Yeah, Brian's been here in Memphis.
Pardon me?
He's been here for a number of the pro-ams with the tournament associated with Memphis. So, yeah, we're very familiar with him.
I don't doubt it. Yeah, he gets up there a lot. And we started the show, I guess, last summer is when it really kind of kicked off. We went to Scotland, had a big kickoff thing with a company called Travis Matthew. And then we tape everybody once a week. And, you know, it's called We Need a Fourth. So it's us three idiots talking to somebody. We've had some amazing guests. I mean, all up and down the list, both ex-players, current players, comedians, you know, the guys who are our bosses, Smartless, they all came on as well. Because Smartless, you know, Jason Bateman and Will Arnett and Sean Hayes, they have their show.
Great podcast.
And they sort of expanded and started adding other shows, you know, essentially under their umbrella, right? So it's been fun. We'll see how long we keep doing this and where it goes.
We had you on the show when you had your the Wiffle Ball thing coming out with Ken Griffey Jr. And you're talking about your Run Freely Foundation. You're still doing stuff with that, correct?
Oh, yeah. We just put two veterans in the last, I think, month and a half. So it comes and goes. For those who don't know, I wrecked my ankle playing football way back when. You can go to the website's runfreely.org. Runfreely.org tells the whole story. But as I got older, you know, more surgeries, and then there's nothing left to do. And I got this device in Gig Harbor, Washington, that totally changed my life. I mean, I walked, I don't know how far we walked yesterday. It felt like 10 miles, you know, following one guy all around a 7,000-yard course. And no pain, a little swelling, you know, it doesn't fix anything. It just masks the pain, sort of, you know, it without using drugs. That's the great part about it. You just stick this thing on, do what you want to do, take it off. I could probably stand to wear it even more. But like when I go to the store or, you know, I'm running up the gas, I don't put this thing, you know, just to get out of my car 5 feet, right? But if I'm going to do anything ambitious, I definitely put it on. And I played flag football at the Super Bowl with a bunch of veterans. I take walks all the time. I play golf all the time. And the thing changed my life. So Gretchen and I decided to do something good about it. And we started raising money, you know, for the next veteran in line, whoever needs one next. So hopefully that continues successfully.
That is great what you do. Having two brothers, one that was in Vietnam and another one that was a Marine, I salute you for what you're doing. Really, really appreciate that. And, you know, we have a lot of people that come on that do things for veterans, and I think that's, you know, it's dear to my heart. Kenny Mayne joining us here on the program. So let's talk about the reason you're on, and then we'll kind of maybe do some memories, walk down memory lane, because I got to ask you about you being a Washingtonian and also the awesome sports run they've been on in that state. But, okay, what is going on now is a new card maker, greeting card maker, of course, Hallmark has owned that market for a long, long time, but it's called Love Pop, and it's a Love Kenny collection, and it's for all occasions. We just had Mother's Day, but we got Father's Day coming up on June 21st, and Pop deserves a card as well. Tell us how you got involved and what it's all about, Kenny.
Plus there's a birthday every day. It's funny. Right. I mean, sometimes you get into a new venture, and people are like, what? What are you doing that for? You know, like, because it's not what you were doing before. It's something different, but I'm just, you know, my goal is to end up having every job there was, right? I need to do some, I think I need to be a maitre d' at a restaurant. I'm gunning for that. Or wine. What's the wine expert called?
Yeah. I can't pronounce the word.
Sommelier. No, I literally, I made garbage cans. I was a garbage man. I sold prepaid legal insurance. I sold long distance. I worked for ESPN. Done commercials, speaking, you know. This project came about just out of reality. I was going to my niece's birthday party 10 years ago, and we didn't have a card. And I was kind of like, so what? She's one. Like, what? She can't read. Like, what does it even matter, right? You're doing the card. And, in fact, most people do the birthday cards at the little kid parties, not for the kid. The kid can't read. They do it so the parents, oh, you gave us that present. Oh, we got to write, you know, right?
They're, right.
Or they want to win the day with the funniest, cutest card, or whatever the case, right? So I just made up a card. It said, you are one, and then you open it up and it said, you cannot read. And that was the end of that card. And so I've tried a whole bunch of different ways, and it just didn't work out with whoever I was working with or to get it off the ground, to have like a whole line of jokes just like that, or sentimental things as well. And I ran into these people at Love Pop, and they're great. They're like top four sales card company in the country. Like, they know what they're doing. Their cards pop up, as the name implies.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get some little piece of art. It's not just a little, you know, two-dimensional thing. And so we just started, what's today, Friday? We just put it out on Monday. You go to lovepop.com and then search Love Kenny, and you see all the ones I've made so far. So essentially, you order them, whatever, hopefully people order three or four of them, whatever they pick, and then they make them at that point and ship them to you.
So oh, that's really cool.
It's a physical card. It's not an electronic card, as we've seen a lot of people do. But it's fun. You know, it's something different. We're making funny videos to support the project. Kevin from The Office made me a great video the other day, leaning on all my famous friends to put the word out. Because, you know, until people know about it, they don't know about it, right?
So I guess you said there are some, because I was wondering, are all of yours humorous, funny cards, or are there some that are not humorous?
No, believe it or not, I did a few sincere ones. I did a couple for Father's Day for, like, stepfathers, right? You know, like having that sentiment. And some relationship cards, just simple. You know, a lot of people don't like to write. I've always been one who wanted, give me a blank card, give me a picture of a mountain and blank on the inside, I'll write what I want, right? Mm-hmm. I liked expressing whatever I was trying to do. Some people don't like to do that, so they'd rather have something fun, funny, clever, sentimental, whatever it is, you know, done for them. All they got to do is sign their name. So we got a variety of everything. We have a line, pets giving cards, right? People personify their pet, you know, and the dog is now giving a birthday card. I mean, Gretchen does that every year at Christmas, right? We get presents from kittens. We get, you don't know.
Kenny, look, I've been in television. I was in television for 27 years, been in radio for a long, long time. I'm an oldie. First of all, I was shocked when I was looking up your bio and realized you're actually older than me and you were at ESPN for as long as you were. I mean, I didn't even realize that. But, you know, in our business, a lot of people, sometimes they kind of force things in their presentation. And with you, it just always seemed to come natural. Did you always have that sense of humor? Because it seems like, you know, nothing's even preconceived, although some of these things obviously you had to come up with. But my gosh, it would spill out of you so easily. So when you were an athlete and when you were playing sports, were you still like the class clown?
I mean, I don't know if that's the right word, but I definitely, you know, like have some extemporaneous skill. Like, you know, some situation happens and then I seem to have what I want to say when I want to say it. I always say I got a career, made my career on the same things that got me sent on the hall in fifth grade, right? Like,
right.
What can I say that's really stupid right now and try to get, you know? So it worked sometimes and other times it didn't. I got better at it with time. I think when I first started at my little station in Seattle before I got to ESPN, mm-hmm. you know, like the basics might have been okay, the fundamentals, but I wasn't smooth at it, right? I was, you know, I wasn't screaming, boom goes the dynamite, but it was close at times. So, yeah, I mean, I just think until you do it twice, you've only done it once, right?
Right.
I always say that about whatever job you have, you're going to get better with repetition. But that was what was so fun about SportsCenter, the live notion of it, right? You're getting handed a piece of paper, some kid watched the game, you didn't see 1 second of that game, but you trust he or she gave you good info, you trust the producer and director roll the right tape, and here you go. You've never seen it before, and you're about to do it and go. So that's why... you know, you had to get good at being on the fly in the first place. And sometimes stuff would just come up, or I used to carry a little list sometimes, like try to use these three or four whatever mm-hmm. things I wanted to say over a play and squeeze them into the show somehow. But most of it just happened naturally, as you were saying.
You've done some stand-up comedy too, right? Are you still doing some of that?
If someone will have me do it, I'll keep doing it. But what happened is I made this little movie. We talked about the Wiffle Ball movie, yep. And I wanted to kind of make the whole thing be a show. I haven't quit on the plan. I always like to, you know, die trying. What I ended up doing is making like a half hour, call it a stand-up or call it me telling stories, you know, whatever you want to call it. But I'm up there telling like childhood stories that set the table to watch the movie. I just did it actually last Saturday in Wenatchee, Washington. That's where I played junior college football before I went to UNLV. My old coach, Sandy Cooperetter, we were putting a fundraiser together, you know, to raise money for the athletics program over there. So we just put on a show. We had about 400 people in the room and told my stories and showed my movie. And, you know, we raised a few dollars. So I've still not gotten the last no. So I'm going to keep trying until everybody says no to try to make that whole thing be a show, right? Like an hour long start to finish comedy / movie.
So in Seattle, in Washington, obviously the Seahawks winning the Super Bowl, the MVP happens to be from here in the Memphis area, Kenneth Walker, who's now with the Chiefs, as you know. But a Super Bowl win, the Mariners last year certainly made a great run. So from a sports standpoint, obviously being an athlete like you are, I imagine that you're a huge sports fan. Are you a fan of those teams specifically?
Oh, absolutely. I root for them all. I mean, you know, football is the one I played. That's the one that's in my blood. So obviously, like, that will always probably stand out, right? But I'm a huge Mariner fan. still a Sonics fan, even though they don't exist. I don't root against Oklahoma, but I don't necessarily root for. I just kind of admire how good they are.
I hear you.
But we don't have a connection. It's not like, all right, our team got stolen. Let's root for them, you know, from 2,000 miles. You know, it's not like that. There are other people, I think, who take it too far and, you know, put hexes on Oklahoma. You know, I just don't. The players didn't do anything wrong. The original sin was selling the team to people who don't live in Seattle, and that was, you know, long ago. But hopefully we're getting the team back. I didn't get too excited about the recent announcements because I was like, hey, let me know when it happens. You guys have been saying that forever. They left in, what was it, 2008 or something? I think it's been forever ago. So we got the Storm. They're fun to watch. The Kraken, the new hockey team, the colleges have success. Like, yeah, it's and it's a huge basketball area, too. Jamal Crawford's sort of the leader of it, right? You know, with his pro-am and his son's amazing, just a freshman in high school this year that won the state title. But it's, yeah, it's thriving in a whole bunch of ways. Then you get into the other things, the rowing and hiking and the mountains and, you know, the fishing, like it's on and on, both recreationally and you know, competitively. It's a pretty good spot to be involved in sports.
I'll tell you a funny story real quick about, you were talking about being a fan of course, the Sonics and not so much the Thunder, which is basically the Sonics. I was a huge Colts fan. Now, I'm not from Baltimore, like you're from the Washington area. I was from South Jersey, but I happen to be a Colts fan, grew up, Johnny Unitas, all that stuff, Burt Jones. I was one of the guys, I was one of those fraternity guys that moved the Colts to Indianapolis. The Mayflower, Vans, all that. You know that story. I mean, it's been shown so many times. I was one of those guys. But I am still a huge Colts fan, even though they're in Indianapolis. I've been there to see them and all. And I think the difference is I didn't have that hometown connection because I just happened to be a South Jersey guy who was a fan of the Colts. But I think for the Baltimore people, forget about it. They hate that team, I'm sure, just like most Seattle fans are not fans of Oklahoma City.
Yeah, it's funny. Unless you've kind of like lived it. Like I was hoping people were talking about why doesn't Seattle just grab one of the NBA teams that's not doing as well wherever it is they're not doing well.
Yeah.
And I want a brand new team. I want fresh off the factory. You know, there's enough players worldwide. They can put another team together and have an expansion draft. You know, have a way to stock it like they always would.
But right.
It would feel like you're just ripping somebody else off if we grabbed whoever. You know, so. I hope one day it's done the right way, and we have a gym waiting. That was always the complaint, right? That they didn't have a facility that, you know, measured up to the status of the NBA and luxury suites and all that kind of stuff. And now we have Climate Pledge, which is built right on the same grounds as where the old Coliseum was. But I think it'll happen one day. But when it does, I'll get excited.
You mentioned the fact that you've had just about every job in the world. You also talk about the fact with your ankle issues, but and not really a job, but amongst the things you've done in your life, where does Dancing with the Stars rank as far as difficulty?
As far as what?
As far as difficulty.
Well, you know what? My ankle was better back then. That's a long time ago. It was like 2005, 2006, and it got really bad a few years later. Like I had another set of surgeries and it wasn't great, but I was able to do more things. So as far as the physical task, you know, yeah, it swelled up a bit, but it wasn't. I think the problem was I didn't practice enough, and I'm not a very good dancer. Those are two things that had against me. Like Jerry Rice was on the same season as I was.
Oh, really?
And I asked him how much he practiced. He practiced 7 days a week. I'm like, dude, I'd practice the girl, Andrea Hale was her name. They'd fly her out to Connecticut. We'd work together for, you know, 2 hours. And then for like a week or 10 days, I'd go do my job. I was flying around the country doing football stories and whatnot, and we'd meet up again. So it showed too. I kept telling her, why don't we do something super simple that I can master and I'll look like I halfway know what I'm doing. Instead, we went for, let's do something ambitious and see if they reward us for our ambition, which I'm just like running around the floor trying to catch up to her. Like I had no prayer. But I don't think I was the worst one. And Master P, I believe, would admit to this. I think I was second worst, but I got thrown off first because he had a, you know, huge following. He had a big, he still does, had fan base that was voting for him. Where people were like, who the hell is this guy? But it was fun doing it. And then ultimately, Jerry and I and Len Goodman, rest in peace, the old judge, we did that little bit, you know, for how long? Like 8 years. We every year we'd come back and do this little Sports Center parody, you know, talking about the dancers who remained. So it was fun while it lasted.
I like the fact. I don't think I was the worst. I don't think I was the second worst. I was the second worst.
Second
worst. Can't blame me for being last.
But well, it's funny though. In a weird way, being thought of as one of the worst or the worst, it benefited because then it was like, oh, that'll be funny. We'll have that terrible dancer come on and be a commentator. You know? So whatever. We all left as friends. It was like I said. I might have done a few things different. I don't think I was ever going to win.
Mm-hmm.
But when it was offered, I was kind of like, who am I dancing with? Who's the star? And they're like, no, you. So then I was like, all right, whatever. It was a new thing, right? It was.
Yeah.
Remember,
yeah, see, that was
if your memory's good, it
who's
came
the
out
star?
The very first time it was over a summer. It was like a summer replacement show. And then they restarted it as a, here we go, we're going to do it, you know, in season. And we were the first, technically, second time technically, but the first one as far as, you know, in the regular year of television.
A few more minutes with Kenny Mayne here joining us on the program. Go ahead, Eli. I just got a couple of Sports Center things to ask him. And then,
well, I was going to, Memphis, the University of Memphis opens up against UNLV. Do you go to UNLV games at all?
I didn't get a chance last year, but the last several years I definitely have. It's been fun seeing the growth of that team. Just last 5 years, like huge improvements going the right direction, and you know they're getting picked for bowl games. And that, you know, 2 years ago they had that chance against Boise State, you know, where they would have been in the 12. Like it's been fun to see the kind of resurgence of it all.
Well, if you are there, I am the sideline reporter for Tigers football. If you are there, you're the sideline. I'm going to try to find you, and don't be startled when this 5'8 guy with gray hair comes up to you and says, hey, Kenny, do you remember your radio bit you did in Memphis? That will be
I love
me.
It.
I will look you up.
Let's
All
do
right.
it.
So real quick, kind of a rapid fire thing. Favorite moment? I mean, you have so many, I'm sure, but your favorite moment in your time at ESPN? Was there one that stands out?
Somebody just asked me this the other day. It was, if I had to do one, because, you know, I would list a whole bunch
sure.
of things, right?
As you write a book on this.
Singularly, I got Stevie Wonder to say, I can't be at the baseball all-star game. I have a high ankle sprain. So he's like my one, I'd say kind of like one and only idol, if you will. Like, I don't even want to say that word, but you know what I'm saying? Like somebody you like revere in a different way than.
Sure.
The other guys, like, whatever. They shoot basketballs better than we do. They run fast. You know, I admire what they do, but they're still just human beings, and they happen to be faster, better, or throw better, or whatever, right? There's a different thing about him, or, you know, just being around him. But mm-hmm. I went down to Philadelphia. He was at a big concert, talked to this guy. He said, stand here. I'll bring him by after the show. He'll either do it or he won't do it. Gave him the sweet talk about, hey, I'm your biggest fan. I even know Secret Life of Plants. You know, I'm like hyping myself for how well I know him. And he listened. He did the line, one take. And walked away. So that had to be the biggest thrill.
That is really cool. And finally, who was your favorite co-host, or maybe even just your favorite person that you worked with all those years at ESPN?
There's too many to choose from. I got along with pretty much everybody as far as doing shows. That was the best part about it, is feeling, you know, like a team. That was kind of the sports aspect of it. You had to count on each other. There were times I'm out there with Butch Gross. I'm like, how do you say this guy's name? You know, some hockey guy that I'd never heard of. And, I mean, they're all good. John Anderson, Wingo, Neil, you know, the list is long. And Dan Patrick going way back. Stuart
sure.
Scott going way, way back. Like, I wouldn't want to just say, only this guy. You know, Olbermann, the times I worked with him was great. So, and I'm leaving out a million others. But, yeah, it was fun while it lasted.
Well, it was fantastic to watch you for all those years. And one more time, Kenny, tell everybody about the Love Kenny collection and how they can get these cards for all occasions, including birthdays and everything else.
There it is. You go to lovepop.com, L-O-V-E-P-O-P, lovepop.com. And then they have a little search bar. Put in Love Kenny, and away you go.
I'm going to look you up in Vegas. Thank you, Kenny.
Love it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Great stuff. Kenny Mayne, formerly of ESPN.
Folks, whether you're buying or selling a home, you know one, you always want to make sure you have a great realtor on your side. Bubba Sandifer with Emmett Baird Realty is that guy. 901-319-0747. Give Bubba a call. If you're looking to buy, he's going to make sure you find that perfect home for you and your family at a great price. And if you're selling, well, if you want to get rid of it quickly, he will buy it as is for cash. Or if you're looking for top dollar, certainly he'll list that, get you maximum exposure, find serious buyers, and get you great results getting top dollar for your home. Either way, you're coming out a winner when you've got Bubba Sandifer on your side with Emmett Baird Realty. 901-319-0747. Bubba Sandifer with Emmett Baird Realty.
We'll wrap it all up, put a nice little bow on this week when we return. This is Sports 56 Mornings with Greg and Eli on Real Sports Talk, Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Available locally on your radio dial as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, it's easy to stay tuned to Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
Landers Ford in Collierville, number one in the Mid-South. New 2025 Ford F-150. Employee pricing for everyone, plus no down payment. Yes, it's the Memorial Day no pay event. We're celebrating America 250 with employee pricing for everyone on hundreds of new F-150s, plus no down payment. Trade values are strong for now. Get top dollar before values drop. Shop one of the largest selections of new Fords in the Mid-South. The price you see is the price you pay. No hidden addendums. That's the Landers Ford difference. Get started now with our Landers Easy Pass at LandersFordMemphis.com. Don't wait. New F-150s with employee pricing for all, plus no down payment. The best.
Now back to Sports 56 Mornings.
Morning.
On Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Greg Gaston and Eli Savoy.
My theory continues, anywhere you go in this world that has somewhat of a size, you're going to find something orange, UT orange. I mean, everywhere. Now, of course, it's pretty obvious you go to New York, but my son just sent me a picture. It's like they just got off the plane and boom, there's a bar. And they got the two big flags outside facing, you know, one of the, I don't know, it was Fifth Avenue, whatever. New York Knicks. They got the New York Knicks flag. And right next to it, the Volunteers, the UT Vols flag. It's just, I've told stories where I've gone to the Vatican.
I charge that as just that. That's a Bernard King fan right there.
Yeah. Oh, that's probably what that is. Maybe it's a Bernard King-owned bar. But I went to the Vatican. Three different people. Either a UT hat, UT shirt. I'm like, it's unbelievable. All right, Eli, give everybody an update on the PGA Championship. What's happening? Round two.
Well, you've got Alex Smalley, the only one on the course that is amongst the leaders. Of course, you had a seven-way tie overnight to now it's down to five, and four of them have not teed off yet. Smalley is even par through five holes today. He is at three under par still. Aldrich Pottgeter, Steven Yeager, Minwoo Lee, and Ryo Hitsatsune have yet to hit the course. They are all still at three under par. Hideki Matsuyama, two under on his round today through 12 holes. He has moved at two under for the tournament. Patrick Reed out on the course through nine holes. He is also at two under. Some other golfers, Xander Schauffele, Sahith Thagala, Max Gracerman, all at two under par, yet to tee off. Scotty Scheffler, rough start, three over par so far through six holes on his eight. That group is struggling. He is three over on his round. He is lead. He's the best of that group.
Oosh.
Fitzpatrick is four over so far today, and Justin Rose is five over so far today on this round. Shane Lowry having a rough day. He's four over par on his day. The wind is blowing. It's a chilly morning, and the conditions are tough at Aronimink.
Well, we'll be back on Monday. We'll talk about that, but many other topics. The NBA playoffs resume tonight. We want to thank John Varlas, Ed DeRosa, and Kenny Main for joining us on the program. Coming up next, it's Rollo and Friends on Sports 56. Want to thank you folks, as always, for listening. Your calls, your texts, we always appreciate it. For Eli Savoy and Jay Hamm, I'm Greg Gaston. Have a great weekend.